hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome, everybody, again to Lightspeed here on RBN. Glad to be back with you again. Another big week happening. And Etheric Dave is joining me today, I think, but he may have gotten called away temporarily. Let's see. Dave, are you there?
Not really.
Not really, huh? Okay, but just sort of, right? I think he's kind of tied up with some things. But I'll continue because that's what I do. That's what we do here right on RBN. It's always a pleasure and a privilege, friends, to be with you on the network here because, time is short and we are dealing with some serious issues. And, you know, I was thinking about this, a little earlier, a little bit of a discourse that kind of came to mind. And, many years ago, we had a kind of a conference with a lot of people. We were in sort of like one of these sales motivation things, you know, and everybody was talking about changes that they were going to be making and stuff like that. And, they ask everybody, well, what do you think of change? And a lot of people have a lot of different ideas, of course. And I raised my hand and I said, change is the only thing constant. Change is the only thing that's constant. The reality is, that's the way it is. Regardless of how long things go on, politically speaking, in this country and everything like that, the change is either a gradual slip into entropy, you know what I mean, where everything just degrades and falls apart and continues to get worse and worse and worse, or there's some sort of a catastrophic, cataclysmic event, you know, like a major earthquake or hurricane or something like that, or, you know, who knows what, a famine, a pestilence, all those kind of biblical kinds of events that happen that either reset things and ensure that there's going to be some kind of different circumstances surrounding everything that used to be normal. Or there is a slow regrowth of things coming back, an eternal spring, if you like, that comes back and things sort of go back to an orderly fashion in some manner. But in any event, change is going to happen one way or another. And a lot of people are kind of like, nothing's ever going to change. It's like, you know, I say, listen, here I have an application for the church low esteem, low self-esteem club. You can join. Every Wednesday night they have a meeting in the church basement. Please use the back door. You know, because some people don't have any, nothing is ever going to change. It's just going to be the same old stuff. Do you have anything to add to the conversation?
No, same stuff I said yesterday.
You know, friends, change is coming. Change is here. Change is going to happen. It may be slow. It may be fast. It may be good. It may be bad. But I can promise you one thing. Change is going to hit and come very soon in one way or another, whether it's slow and a decline. I mean, you can slide off a cliff in very slow motion, you know, until you get to the end of the edge, you know, and then things speed up. Or you can kind of fight your way back up and stand up on the edge and say, wow, that was close. You know, or, you know, you can wait and see what happens if a comet or a meteorite or, you know, an earthquake or lightning bolt or, who knows what, an EMP, something like that. Something is going to change. I can promise you that. Change is constant. Change is the only thing that is constant, friends. And, nothing is going to remain the same. Now, having said that, I have to talk a little bit about what happened in the state of Colorado as predicted last weekend, without even a flinch or even the blink of an eye or an attempt to make it look like the entire Colorado GOP Vanguard Party, picks there in the apparatus chicks or whatever you want to call this thing, whatever you like, to define it by, there was absolutely no attempt to present any opposition, to Ted Cruz stealing all the delegates from the state of Colorado by this corrupt system that essentially eliminated a long time ago, actually back in August, by decree, a letter from, this guy, what's his name, Steve House, I think it is, who was the Republican chairman who decided, we're just not going to let the people have any say in the primary this year. And he wrote this letter out there. So there was nobody able to vote. You couldn't go to the primaries and decide whether you wanted Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, you know, it could be Rand Paul or somebody like that, or Donald Trump. They just weren't going to just let anybody decide because, you see, the party was going to make this decision for everybody. The party, the establishment party. Now, one would have thought they wanted to kind of make it look a little bit legitimate, you know, and like maybe out of the, 32 or I can't remember how many delegates there were. Let me check the story here. A total of, I think 31 at least, one would have thought that there would have been at least one or two votes for Donald Trump just to kind of try to make it look a little bit legitimate, you know. But nope, the party just swept them all into the anti-Trump party, okay, the anti-Trump convention. You know, this is not about, we've got a great candidate with great ideas. This is like, stop Trump, stop Trump, stop Trump, no matter what, stop Trump. You know, which is clearly indicative to me that they would rather infuse a lot of infighting than solutions in the Republican Party. Now, as you know, I have talked to my Republican representatives. I called my Senator Cory Gardner, who won in 2014 and beat Mark Udall. And in that race, of course, it was pretty obvious that people had had enough of this Democrat, and hopefully we'll get rid of Michael Bennett this time around, because this guy was the swing vote, friends. He was one of the crucial votes the Democrats had to have to put in Obamacare, and that's why they spent millions of dollars. I mean, this was a huge and very expensive race. And Ken Buck, who was running for that position at that time, was cheated late at night by the vote scam in Arapahoe County, where they shifted this thing really out of character, I think, with the rest of the election in order to give this guy Bennett, Michael Bennett, who is, you know, was replacing Ken Salazar, another scoundrel from Colorado. Anyhow, long story short, bottom line is that they put Bennett in so they could get Obamacare there, and there was millions of dollars riding on this one single race. Now, friends, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, nothing's going to change. And look, friends, I have never seen in recent times an election where there is so much at stake. I'm going to be straight out honest with you. I don't think Donald Trump is a psyop. I don't think they would go to such great lengths as they're going to stop Donald Trump if he was actually some guy. You know, see, they figured out that they know that we know that they know that we know that they know that we know that they know. See, they're always a step ahead. You see what I mean? Planning all kinds of psyop. No, that's not what's happening, friends. The establishment does not want Donald Trump. I don't think they've planned this far ahead. I don't think they've got it all figured out. They're trying to stop anybody who's going to come in to the political realm with the kind of power the president has to arrest the entire Federal Reserve chairmen if he wants. I mean, he could prosecute people for treason as law enforcement. Well, what if Congress didn't go along with it? It's not Congress's job to enforce the law. It's the president of the United States' job to enforce the law. And guess what? Secure the borders. Do you want to get out the Constitution and look at his definition of job purpose? He's not there to kiss babies. He's not there to fix the economy. He's not there to a large extent to, you know, decide whether the speed limits are going to be 55 or 75. His job is to enforce laws on the books in line with what his constitutional duties are. Okay, that's his job. And he's the top cop. Now, we've talked about a lot of wonderful presidents who should lead by example and define liberty and what it should. Look, let me tell you something, friends. You know, that's constitutionally, his job is to be a law enforcement agent. He is to prosecute traitors. He is to prosecute people who are hurting the nation. And of course, this wouldn't have to deal with issues concerning state law and citizens and laws on the books in the states. He shouldn't be dealing with that, but he should be dealing with any threat to the nation itself. That is his job. So a lot of people don't like Donald Trump, and they don't like him for a lot of reasons. And these are obviously the people who are stealing you blind and want to keep doing that. They want to keep business as usual. Why didn't they just advertise the business as usual party? Vote for the business as usual party with the Republicans instead of the anti-Trump movement. That in itself is enough reason for him to break off any pledge he ever made to remain with the Republican Party. Right there. That's enough.
Yep, you got that right. And hey, I got a little clip for us here from the Republican Party.
We have altered the rules of the convention. Pray we don't alter them further.
And that's what we have to say about that.
It's Darth Cheney.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way the Republicans are acting right now, and they are getting they're getting an earful. I'll tell you that right now. I have written them, and I will be writing them back again. And I've called them and talked to them on the phone. And friends, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, they're not good at this. And when was the last time you called them? How do you know? I mean, come on. They get like one call out of every 4,000 people out there. You know, you could actually represent 4,000 people by making one call. And you'd be very surprised. A lot of the people in the Republican Party know that they're about to lose races all the way from the president all the way down to dog catcher. You know, they're going to lose people in the state house. They're going to lose people who are mayor, running for mayors, governors, state representatives, state treasury, county commissioners, things like that. There's going to be a lot of races that the Republicans may lose because of what they're doing at the top of the party level here. And if you let them know that, say that we are planning a mass exodus out of the party, hey, you might even look at running. Because the bottom line is if a good third party shows up on the scene and has to show up on the scene, Dave, you might get elected and just make a couple speeches. You know, I'm going to vote for him because he's with the tail end party or something else. You know what I mean? It's that kind of a situation right now. It's boiling into a very, very big election system this time around. And it's not like it, like they all are, friends. They're different. Some elections, I don't blame anybody for not voting for Nitwit Romney because I didn't. I don't blame anybody for not voting for John Insane McCain because I didn't. You know, I did vote for some Republican representatives and congressmen and people like that in local races, and I voted for referendums and measures and things that I like. But I don't blame a lot of people for being disenchanted with the selection of people on the ticket. I have no problem with that. I guess you probably don't either, Dave. But I'm saying this is a situation. I don't think this election is a lot like that because I think the real problem is here, you have the business as usual Democrats, and they're cheating Bernie Sanders too. They're cheating him as well. They're trying to keep the establishment in power. That's what's happening in this election, and it's very real. I don't think there's anything about a psyop. I'm not sure you're going to get the exact results you want out of the candidates who may win if they're anti-establishment, but I'll say this. you are looking at a very, very serious situation where people in this country can either decide we are going to take the parties back or the candidates back and the positions back out of the hand of the New World Order people and these globalists. Or we're going to have business as usual. Nothing ever changes. Excuse me. I'm late for the low self-esteem club. I'll be back later with nothing else to say. I let it all spill out a little bit there. Okay, so it's Monday. Hey, welcome to Monday, friends. Hey, remember, this is the time of change. This is the moment where you shine, arise and shine. Get up, make a statement, be somebody, you know, stand for something. You know, even if it's not perfect, you know, the thing is simply this. Do what you can to effect a change and to try to get our government, our world, and this entire system out of the hands of these psychopaths, as you know what they're doing. You should know by now if you listen to this network. I don't think there's many of you out there who aren't aware of all of the evil acts of treason and lying and scumbaggery and everything else like that that's going on out there in the political spectrum. It is very real. You can't run away from it. I'm looking for a place. If you find a wonderful island and you want me to share it with you, and you can have your side and I can have my side, we'll probably be good neighbors. Hey, let me know, please. I'll be glad to join you. But in the meantime, we're here. You know, I like this, what was his name, Sergeant, Hartzfell or Hartzell, you know, the guy, what is it, Ermey, you know, hey, you know, I got a few things to say to you, recruits, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I mean, he would, you remember the guy in that Full Metal Jacket, right? Ermey, you know, I like what he said, you know. You can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Marine Corps. You know, I mean, that's about where we're at right now. And another thing he said is, Marines are not given permission to die. You know, and you're here. You're here now. You better get your head screwed on. Better get your head and your other part wired together. Because it's not going to go anywhere, friends, and you're going to be here for a while. You better voice up. Well, I just don't vote. Okay, that's fine. But somebody else is going to make decisions for you, whether you like it or not. And as much as you want to run and hide, and if you find a place to run and hide, let me know. But I think you're going to find yourself outgunned and overrun in most places. I mean, especially even in this 48 contiguous states in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico, and where else, you know. Diego Garcia, who knows. But my point is simply this. You know, I think it's important that we get involved, that we do what we can while we can. And this may be an opportunity. It may not be perfect. It may not work out perfectly. And I would be willing to bet you about 99-1 odds that it won't work out perfectly. But I can tell you, you do have an opportunity to change things, and you may see things go differently. So, well, that's my point. And I suppose, you know, we should take some calls because, you know, you don't have to listen to everything I say and agree, you know, but you might agree with part of it or all of it or none of it. That's fine. And we'll take some calls today, 800-313-9443. Talk about some other things, of course, too. The economy is another big issue that Dave is quite well aware of, and he's always following because that's his business. By the way, I talked with Tim from Robertson Roberts at our website. You know, they're a brokerage company that sells gold and silver, even dealing with things like Bitcoin. I talked to Tim. We're going to have him on Wednesday to talk a little bit about gold and silver. And no, I am not on the payroll anywhere. This is not going to be a promotion thing. It's just going to be a four-year information. I am a person who believes in gold and silver because they are looking at going at negative interest rates, friends. You're already paying money to use your credit card, your bank or credit card, if you're using that. You'll go into a store. You do not get a discount, whether you buy with credit or with cash or with debit or with check. There's no discount there. You're already paying for the privilege of them allowing you to use your money.
I'm going to pay them for my privilege to use my money.
That's where we're at, friends. That's this is the United States of America. And negative interest rates are getting ready to go into effect all over the world. We'll be talking a little bit about that. We will, we'll deal with these issues and we'll find out, just a little bit more about them, and we'll stay in touch with them because that's what we do here on the program. So, wow. I mean, I talked a lot, And, I'm looking at some of these quotes, and one of them, of course, which is quite humorous, is that Mark Twain once said, if voting mattered, they wouldn't let you do it. If voting mattered, they wouldn't let you do it, Mark Twain. Obviously, he's not saying anything that's super prolific. Everybody knows that there. But obviously, they won't let you do it, friends. Now, here's the problem. Who do you ascribe authority to? They or you? Obviously, they won't let you do it. You have to force them to recognize your rights. Are we supposed to think that the New World Order has spent centuries setting up this vile and wicked system, and they're just going to hand it over without a fight? I don't think so. Nope. You're going to have to get it back by force.
And I've got one word for the vote riggers and bankers.
Exterminate.
That's only one word. There'll be others to come, friends. Right here on Lightspeed, we are not short of words to come after with these guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Well, hey, welcome back to Lightspeed. And we've got some calls, Dave, coming in here, you know, lining up a little bit. And I guess I got them riled up enough to where they want to say something. And do you think I should let other people talk, Dave? Should I? Yes, I think Dave thinks.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Let's get it started here. Jeff in Idaho is out there. Okay, Jeff, it's your turn, buddy.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, I'm Rex's friend. I called in one time. Since they did the dirty tricks thing on you in Colorado first, what you should do is sue the Republican Party and the Federal Election Commission, because Ted Cruz is not a natural-born citizen, all right? So since they're going to be the anti-Trump party, what you need to do is expose the whole fraud from top to bottom. And this is the way you do it real easily, because go ask Ted Cruz's law professor in college that he's not eligible. And just get him to testify before the FEC and put an injunction on thing. Even though the Republican Party is a private association, the FEC is a government entity for this facade. So just get some friends of Trump, and they'll show you the legwork. But just get his, you know, this is the easiest mark. You know, Obama wasn't valid. John McCain wasn't valid because he was born in the Canal Zone, which was not a, you know, he was not natural born because of the Canal Zone. And Mitt Romney wasn't natural born because his father was from Mexico. Right?
Yeah, you know, there are arguments that go back to the Constitution about that are purist in the constitutional interpretation that you're absolutely right about. I looked at a few of those. You know, there's always ways around them, and they're trying to ignore them, but you're absolutely right. I mean, a lawsuit could happen, even if it's for the purpose of exposing what they're doing.
That's the whole thing about it, and just go after them, because, you know, they're going to be unmerciless right now, because none of the delegates have to vote for anywhere they're bound on the first vote. Right, so this is how you hammer these guys, and you avoid, and you basically expose Ted Cruz's hypocrisy with the North American Union, his sexuality, both homosexual and bisexual. Right,
so yeah, very likely, yes, he is, and you know, I mean, there's been some questions. Of course, those National Enquirer stories that are running have a tendency to be true because the sources are accurate. They're not coming from the Trump campaign. Yeah,
you got to get the guy from Full Metal Jacket to do your audios for you when you do this campaign.
Yeah, Ermy, you know, what's his,
Lee. Yeah, he was on the History Channel. Go find him. He'll probably do it for you.
Ermy, yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know.
You're good sample for him, but get the real face there doing a photo ad for him.
Yeah, you know, I think he would speak up too, cause he's a pretty conservative guy, you know.
Right, just have Trump ask him.
Yeah, there you go. Gotta get him online to do some of these things, and
thanks,
he would be good.
All right.
Hey, appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks so much. Yeah, you know, the point is simply this, I think he made is, you know, what this really is, and Colorado is a test state, friends. Let me explain this to you. Many years ago, Colorado was one of the first states before the 19th Amendment to allow women to vote, and they needed more voters because they wanted more post offices and stuff like that. When it was very, very early, Roe v. Wade or the abortion laws went into effect in Colorado before Roe v. Wade. You know, they've obviously, most people know, they legalized marijuana. They've run a lot of things concerning gay rights and Amendment 2 going back, I think it was to 1992, and get into that sometime and talk about it. But they're testing things here, see? They're testing their ability to see if we can get away with doing something other than allowing the people to vote and make choices. That's the plan. Now, if it blows up here, they're going to have a good handle on what's going to happen across the country, and it's already blown up because the talk show radio lines are full of people complaining right now. You know, it's kind of funny, you call your representatives and they won't even listen. They'll hang up the phone, and, you know, local state and people like that. Because, you know, these people sort of believed in the two-party system, and now they're on the hook for their credibility. So, I mean, it's happening here just so they can see how things are going to work out down the road, and they're already finding out it's not going to happen very well. They're going to have a real problem with trying to go around the people, especially when this convention comes up. And as Jeff said, you know, there are things that need to be done, filing suits. I think they have to declare that whole primary process as null and void because, they cheated the people out of their ability to make decisions, and they went around them, and they need to be exposed, and they need to be dragged through the ringer for it, and they need to be told no, 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 you know, spank, spank, spank. That's the way they need to be treated. And, it's gonna happen here, and it should happen all over the country, and people need to be telling them we're watching it. We're going to be watching the election this time, too, very, very closely. Stay tuned, friends. We will be back with some more calls right here on Lightspeed. That's right. Lightspeed. Okay, we'll see you soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Got the phone lines backing up here. I got Steve in California, and I got some others coming up pretty quick here. I got Ralph, and I also got Sovereign Man. Got to bring those guys up here, so we'll have to hustle through them. Let's get to my good buddy Steve. Steve, are you out there?
Yeah, hey, I just want to kind of give you an observation I noticed when on my trip out to Utah as far as manufacturing goes. I was kind of surprised what I saw out in Utah. Lots of building going on. It's either from contracts that were made years ago and the building has started, but it doesn't represent other areas of the country, I've noticed. It's kind of amazing. Utah was building up here and there, but as I told my wife, you know, the contracts may have been hashed out years ago and the money and everything, and now everything has kind of come to a grinding halt. There could be quite a bit of these buildings that would be vacant. I kind of think that maybe that's the direction it may head. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very likely. I mean, of course, you know, Utah is kind of its own little private Idaho, you know, the B-52. Well, yeah, I used to live in Idaho, of course, too, just north of Utah. But the point is simply that, you know, there's a lot of things happening out there. There's a lot of its own little private economy. I mean, they actually can trade gold and silver there with state approval, you know, which a lot of other states can't. So, you know, it's very difficult to say what's going to happen out there. A lot of tax money apparently being funneled through Ogden and various other locations. And, you know, I'm suspicious sometimes about what goes on in Utah.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't go with the rest of the country, I think. You know, I'm going to do some research on there's a lot of those dry goods companies that sell, you know, preparedness kits for emergencies come out of Utah. Mm-hmm. And I'd be curious to know, because the Mormons, they have like a two to three year storage that they keep in case of emergencies in their pantries. They're really good at this stuff, preparing for the future. But I'd like to know these companies that are in business doing that, how much of their business is out of state? I'd be curious to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a very good point, because they are very much preppers and they're very much involved with a lot of that, of course. And, you know, a friend of mine was talking to me today and we were talking about the people in the underground bases and stuff like that who are making all these decisions. I mean, the reality is we may have a scorched earth situation. It looks like it's going to come to that eventually. And people who are not prepared, of course, are going to die. And a lot of people who aren't 40 feet under are probably going to, who knows what's going to happen here. Because that's how sick these people really are that are running these kinds of things. But yeah, that's a good point. You know, you have to look at this. I think we also have to look at the immediate future, the next 5 to 10 years or that amount of time, because maybe things will not go apocalyptic by that time, of course. But, you know, you could see a lot of real trouble, especially as things break out this summer and the economy, which is teetering on the edge of collapse. We can get into that in more length, maybe on another show. But everybody knows that's coming. You know, the Federal Reserve cannot keep this up any longer. We're paying more now in interest at this low rate than we are on anything touching the principal on the debt that we're amounting here. But any other comments, Steve?
No, that's it, guys. Take care.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I think those are good points. Let's see if we can get the Sovereign Man, because I think he's next, and then try to get to Ralph. Sovereign, are you there, buddy?
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Steve might want to look up Deseret Industries or Deseret Foods. That's who manufactures all that.
Deseret. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
With the Mormons. Yeah. The Mormons are offshoot of the Freemasons.
Yes, York, right, as I understand. Joseph Smith was a notorious treasure hunter back in the early days, where he conned a lot of people into looking for things. So he said there was buried treasure here and there. And then
he was ran out of a lot of places.
Yeah. And then he suddenly found the golden plates, you know, which with the rose-colored glasses, literally rose-colored glasses, that enabled him to translate these things. He created this religion out of it all. And I'm sorry, friends, if you're Mormon. I don't dislike Mormon people, but the reality is it's, you know, that's where it comes from, rose-colored glasses and plates that nobody could validate, you know. But there you go.
I'd like to see those plates.
Yeah, everybody would, you know, but they disappeared. And as a matter of fact, as far as I know, there are no witnesses, at least, who were on record as having any final say in credibility as to have ever seen them.
I mean, so, if you really do some research, I was just reading a book about, America's suppressed history in one section, and it was about the giants that were in the land. Talk about the giant red-haired giants that were fierce, and you know it was talking about how they were so big that they would have run up next to a buffalo, snatched a buffalo up in, underneath their arm, and rip off a leg and start eating it while they were still running.
Yeah, they were big enough to eat a buffalo like a Snickers bar, you know, from what I understand.
Well, I don't know about a Snickers bar, but like a chicken.
Yeah, like a chicken, maybe like a Kentucky Fried drumstick or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, they were huge, and I do believe they were existing. And I don't know if you heard the show we did with Roger Spurr, which was on his examination of the giants. But, I mean, it's pretty awesome, some of this stuff. And, of course, the Smithsonian, and I don't know if you've probably heard this, Sav, but they have covered all this information up. It's out there. You know,
well, the Smithsonian has admitted that they were destroying the evidence.
Yeah, and they did it for reasons that were really nefarious, of course, yeah.
Well, it goes against the evolutionary model.
Yeah, and that was where their big money was, and that's where their support was. And, of course, anything that argued against that, you know, would have been something that they had to get rid of. And so they're not really a preservatory as much as they are a destructionary agent of history.
A watchdog organization.
Yeah. So, any other points, man? Go ahead. You got a little more time.
Well, what I wanted to do was, I mean, the whole election selection, you know, show.
Yeah.
I dropped a link into the Lightspeed chat room. It's lightspeedradio.chattango.com. It's the false left-right paradigm. It's actually the Easter egg from the Obama deception. I don't know if you saw that, but and if you have it or whatever, but it's actually a good presentation. It basically says that, you know, we just got to stop consenting. We got to rebut their presentment. You know, rebut their presumption that we're under their authority. See, I'm under the authority of the Creator.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I claim to be a sovereign man under the sovereignty of the Creator, the Almighty. I want to see the contract that gave them, how do you say, the right or the authority over my life, you know? I mean, yeah, they got guns, but I want to see the contract.
Yeah, because it really doesn't even follow the original Constitution. We've talked about 1933. We've talked about citizens
but
being
classified.
But that
doesn't matter. No, yeah. The Constitution really doesn't matter. We can talk about the divine covenant of the Constitution or whatever, but that really doesn't matter because the reality of your life and my life is that we have an administrative corporation that is controlling people's lives.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Through force.
Yeah, I think we have to recognize that absolutely because, I mean, you look at it, it's ongoing in terms of it being cemented even more in documents and, you know, furtherance of the same concept that's been going on for a long, long time. But the reality is, you know, it is a corporate system that's overseeing everything like this. And we're only given the impression that we have freedom. And obviously these inalienable rights, undeniable, however you pronounce it, you know, the rights that you cannot take away by government are the things that they're attacking all the time, and there really isn't any guarantee to keep them from stopping that unless we hold to them and keep coming back to that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Jefferson Memorial, the word is inalienable. Now, we've also been taught that it's unalienable. But if you actually study the etymology of both words, one is you're giving away your rights or abrogating your rights through contract, and the inalienable right means that they come from the Creator and that they cannot be abrogated through contract or agreement.
Cool. That's good. Hey, I'm glad you broke that down. Inalienable, then, right? That's the way it's
the Constitution that we're presented with is actually what's called the 1946 Hickey document. Some people might get upset, but it's actually of Jesuit origin.
That wouldn't upset me to find out, and of course we know it's been redrafted. What was it, 1872 that process began, and how many times have we been through that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's up to each individual to search their heart, and if they don't believe in a creator, ask him. He'll make himself real to you, and sometimes it might not be fun.
No, it's the reality is it's not going to be fun if you're going to see the truth, and that's all there is to it. And you know, we can't live in La La Land and watch Dancing with the Stars and reality shows and the CBS Evening News.
We can watch Dancing with the Candidates.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. You know, I don't know that there's going to be any instant solution, but I do think that we can make an effect. I think we can change some things, and that's all I hope to do in the meantime, because I don't think the end time solution is going to be here anytime in the very near future, you know what I mean? Without a lot of trouble.
Well, I think it all comes down to establishing a quote-unquote sheriff that is actually under contract or an agreement with the people of the community, and he's looking out for the rights and the property of the constituency who he quote-unquote protects.
Yeah, and we've got a pretty good sheriff
exactly
where I live.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Then we got to go to what's called the grand jury, the people's grand jury, not the de facto administrative grand jury controlled by the prosecutor.
Right. That's a good point. And, you know, we're going to have a committees of safety review on that again, because I know Dave is working on it. He's been kind of busy, but we're going to record a program. Hey, Sav, I got to run here. Got another call. Okay. All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Again, the chat room, lightspeedradio.chatango.com. I'm sorry that I haven't been more active in there, and I do follow up on it, friends, and I'd like to do it in real time, but, you know, I can hardly talk in real time. I know I'm just kidding. You know, I have to kind of do too many things at once, and I'm glad to be on the show, and I don't get into the chat room as much as I could, but the guys in there, the ladies and gentlemen who are in there, and you go in there, man, you better be ready, you know, because yeah, there's a lot of stuff, man, and they'll take you around the bush and again. Hey, let's get to Ralph in California real quick. Ralph, are you still there hanging on? I might have caught him off guard here with all my talking. Is Ralph still with us? Sorry to keep Ralph holding all this time, but... Yo, Ralph. Going once for Ralph. Going twice for Ralph. Ralph, we'll have to come back to you some other time. I'm sorry for keeping people holding too long on our chat, because we don't always get back to them, and they kind of, you know, if they're paying by the minutes, we can be expensive. But anyhow, friends, the program is Lightspeed. I'm Steve Starrs, along with Etheric Dave. If we still have a time for maybe another call, 800-313-9443. We'll try to get you on right away. We might be able to get at least one more call in before things come apart at the seams. But, you know, hey, it's, again, you know, there's questions about, you know, our loyalty to citizenship, our commitment to it. And I can understand that, you know, there might be some problems out there. And let's see. Hang on. We might have Ralph back again. Ralph, are you there? Let's see if Ralph is there. Oh, okay. We missed Ralph, I guess. So again, sorry about that. But you know, the thing is, as I said before, the only thing constant is change. And you're going to see opportunities to make changes in life. And sometimes I believe, you know, that, we have to try to take advantage of that opportunity to do what we can while we're here. You know, it's kind of like, you know, hey, just like this radio show, you know, I mean, I wish I could push a button and take over all of Rush Limbaugh's affiliates. Wouldn't that be cool? If we could do that, wouldn't that be cool? You know, we could get out there and just all of a sudden really start telling the truth about things that are going on instead of the Rush Limbaugh or the Glenn Becks or the people who are the phony conservatives out there and get the huge audiences. I can't, but I can do this. I can at least be here for you folks because you're a good audience. You guys are out there. We don't always agree, of course, because that's the kind of people we are. You know, we're independent thinkers, you know. And we're, you gotta expect that on a radio station like this and with a group and an audience like this that it's not going to be a, oh yeah, you know, everybody's not gonna, you know, get up in the peanut, gallery and wave a pennant or a flag, you know. I mean, this isn't, you know, the Amen choir. this is a Republic Broadcasting. And, that's why we have different opinions and things like that. And so I wish I could change some things, and you can't change everything. But what you can do is you can use your space, your influence, your ability, your time to say, I was there. I was part of life. I didn't just sit there behind a fence underneath a tree, you know, while life went on. I was out and involved with people. I got involved. I did something. I made a change, you know, and that's what I believe in. You know,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, right. That's what Dave does every day, right, Dave?
Well, I try to dodge phone calls the best I can. And I tell you, the day job just keeps getting in the way. You know, I managed to carve everything out. It was going to be quiet all afternoon. And 2 minutes before airtime, ring, ring. I'm like, crap.
Yeah, you know, that's, they have their way of finding you when you want to be with us and on the air. But that's
oh, yeah, they know, oh, he's about to get on the air. Let's call.
Right, but you've got a program coming up. We're going to do another show on committees of safety, I think, coming up pretty soon, aren't you? Are you going to?
Oh yeah, pretty soon. I don't have an exact date on that because I don't have the material recorded yet. I think we're going to just have a long discussion off air and just see how many shows we can make out of it. I think that's going to be the plan. But I'll know more as the week progresses. So it should be pretty good. It should be useful, because the wheels are coming off the wagon and we've got to get ready because the government is not going to be there to help us. We're going to help ourselves and help our communities. And this is how you do it.
Yep. This is the way you do it. And we're going to be active with it, friends. Stay tuned. We will be back with another segment of Light Speed. I'm actually saying it right. Be right back with Light Speed.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv. LANDHO.TV right now.
Speed continues right here on RBN, and you know what? We're going to bleed over into the Bob Tuscan Show to help Bob out a little bit today, and just go ahead and keep it going, friends. And you know, like I said, you got to do what you can do while you got time, you know, and that's all you can do. That's what your life is all about. You may not finish the course, you may just get started, but you might have a glorious end to it as well. Who knows? Just take it day by day. So we're going to run over a little bit and do the next hour. You know, I don't mind sitting in on Bob's show, of course, but we like to have Bob do his own show when he can, and he's been tangled up with a lot of things, of course. You know, he's got his Free Your Mind conference coming up, Dave, and that's taking up a lot of time now, too. I went out to Free Your Mind. I'll talk a little bit about it, you know, and the goods and the bads and the nice things, of course. You've got a lot of great people out there. I really like the Free Your Mind conference. I wasn't sure they were quite ready for anything that I had to say because they, you know, you know.
Yeah, no, I talked with Bob about that actually this morning, and I'm not going to steal his thunder, but he'll have a pretty interesting announcement when he gets ready to get on the air before the conference kicks off. I'm kind of just, you know, squirming around in my chair, kind of wanting to say something about it myself, but I'm not going to steal his thunder on that one. I'll let him, release that information.
Yeah, we never want to steal Bob's thunder because, you know, Bob's thunder is few and far between, you know. Yeah, but we're going to stick around. Yeah, we'll take some more calls, 800-313-9443, and if Ralph is still out there, again, our apologies, Ralph, that we kept you hanging, but we'll bring some more people up, and we'll just keep on going, you know, and keep it working as hard as we can, because, as I said, friends, you are a great audience. The time is short. We want to get into some economic news. I was looking at some things here. A lot of stuff happening. You know, again, Tim from Robertson Roberts is going to be on Wednesday, and we're going to be talking about gold and silver and investment. It's not going to be like a gold show, friends. I mean, obviously, they provide gold and silver, physical, you know, as well as some other things, advice and a number of different investment possibilities. But it's going to be more about money, and we'll be talking about where your money can go or where you might want to look at where you need it to go, because these negative interest rates are coming, friends. They're trying to get away with taking away all currency. They want to supervise everything you do so that you don't violate taxes or something like that, you know. And money is so dirty. It has germs, friends. It's better off that you have a plastic card that you keep yourself. And that's kind of the plan, you know.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen this coming for a long time, friends. As a matter of fact, this concept is actually very, very, very old. And whether you're just one of those persons who's an anarchist or a person who also believes in the mark of the beast or something like that, you know, you've got to realize when they take away your currency and everything that you have to put you on a system that every transaction is monitored, you are under complete lockdown. down tyranny. There's no way around it. No way around it. So we got to fight that, and we'll, you know, talk a little bit more about it maybe in the next segment.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, I guess we're going to be back here real shortly on the Bob Tuscan Show. So with that, I guess we're going to go ahead and take a brief little break, and we'll be back for another hour of fun and enjoyment. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Troll-free, join us on the air. Hey, for another 90 seconds or so, stay safe and stay free. That shouldn't be hard.
For that long, yeah.
Costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Hey, we got Steve and Dave piloted the ship today, and we're going to take calls 800-313-9443, and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. And one of the things that's on my mind right at the moment is I'm trying to figure out something with this voice over IP solution that I've had working very well for the past year or so, but the service of IP call out in Washington State is discontinuing its free phone number service as of the end of the month, and that sent me scrambling around last minute trying to patch the hole, and I thought maybe, just maybe, that my solution would work, and I just tested it out during the break, and it does not work yet. It's probably something on my side. My PBX is spitting forth errors and all sorts of stuff, and I'm like, great. I'm going to have to spend the rest of the day working on that. So, hey, I got my work cut out for me. Steve, why don't you talk to us here for a minute, and maybe okay. I'll get my cool.
Well, I could talk to you about a lot of things, and one of the things I would talk about is the drastic price increase we got from our Comcast bill, which, you know, was absolutely